أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم وحريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم رسوله النبي الأمين المكين الحنين الكريم رؤوف الرحيم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين. والحمد لله والحمد لله والحمد لله رب العالمين. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله. Most respected ulama, my respected elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the benedictions of the Holy Prophet Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has once again allowed for us to experience and gather for the best day on which the sun has risen for mankind, which is Yawmul Jumu'ah. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our presence here, and may He accept what we do sincerely for His sake, inshallah. Most people, regardless of who they may be, what their background is, and what their situation is in life, and regardless of whether it appears on them or not, whether we notice or not, whether they make it apparent or not, most people are undergoing some form of difficulty, some form of trial, some form of tribulation in one form or the other. Some people handle it fairly well, alhamdulillah. Others not so. And there's harms to this which affect us in the short term and affect us in the long term. If we don't handle trials and tribulations effectively according to the model laid out for us in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we first and foremost harm ourselves. And we harm ourselves by being upset, by being discontent, by being angry. And it's just that feeling of irritation that really harms us. At best, irritation. At worst, it can go as far as clinical depression, really bad depression, because we can't handle these tribulations and we don't know how to process them. In the long term, unfortunately, if these things are left uncorrected and untreated, then having a bad reaction to whatever it is that's happening to us in forms of trials and tribulations, eventually the worst outcome of it is that it leads us to have a bad opinion or a less than positive opinion of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is destructive to ourselves, not only in the short term, but in the long term as well. Remember, in the Hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us on the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. I am to my servant as he thinks of me. So if we allow a less than positive opinion of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to develop in our minds over a long period of time, unfortunately, that's how we are going to experience him in the Akhirah. And we don't want that. So what we're going to speak about today, inshallah, is what constitutes trials and tribulations, how do we process them and interpret them. A lady in the time of the Holy Prophet Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is narrated by Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the Sunan of Abu Dawood. This lady was weeping uncontrollably over a significant loss. Her child passed away. And this lady was weeping uncontrollably. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to her, possibly from behind, and said to her, "Fear Allah and have patience." The lady, without looking to see who it was, said, "What do you have to do with my calamity?" In other words, for our understanding, go away. You don't know what I'm going through. Later on, she was informed that it was the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she went to him and apologized, as any person would do, and said, "Perhaps, Ya Rasulullah, I didn't know it was you. I'm sorry." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, according to this narration, and there are many versions of this narration, "Innama sabru 'inda sadmatil ula." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, "Sabr, true patience, is on the first blow." In other words, when you first find out about this, how you react in that split second, in that moment, what we would call your knee-jerk reaction, that is where sabr, true sabr, is gauged. That knee-jerk reaction. So how are we going to influence how we respond in that split second? How are we going to influence that knee-jerk reaction? That's what our talk about is today, inshallah. First of all, we have to realize that how we view things that happen in our life doesn't necessarily mean whether it's good or bad for us. Whether we like it or we not like it doesn't interpret or doesn't mean or doesn't necessarily correlate with whether that thing is good or bad for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, "Asa an takrahu shay'an wa huwa khayrun lakum wa asa an tuhibbu shay'an wa huwa sharrun lakum wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it may be that you love something but it's bad for you, and it may be that you dislike something but it is good for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows and you do not know. And this reliance and handing over the matter to divine wisdom, to knowing that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, regardless of how we may feel about something, this is the cornerstone of sabr and handling trials and tribulations effectively. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani qaddasallahu ta'ala sirru al-aziz gives us three fundamental classifications of how a trial and tribulation may be, what it may be for you in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grand scheme of things. The first of all is that it may be an expiation, a form of wiping off of your sins. The second may be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may want to raise your status, and that raising of your status we may not be able to achieve through some form of ibadah or sadaqah or charity or something like that. There may be no other way for you to attain that status other than some form of trial or tribulation. And of course, there may be something that's happening to you which may be a punishment, something that we actually did which warrants that reaction from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he gives us a guideline of how to know, more or less, which of those categories what you're experiencing falls into. He says, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if you find yourself being patient, you just have sabr, alhamdulillah, this thing is really difficult, but somehow you are patient, you're able to deal with it, then know perhaps that this thing that is happening to you is a form of wiping off of your sins. If you find, on the other hand, your state is higher than sabr, and something is really difficult and happening to you, but you are pleased with the decree of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somehow this thing is really difficult, but your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of happiness, peace and contentment, then know that inshallah that this difficulty that is happening to you is a form of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raising your status. And lastly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all of this. If whatever is happening to you is causing you to be angry, discontent, frustrated at Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this happens, then know that you are being punished for something or the other. Of course, that's not to say that you may start off like that and then realize your mistake and then become patient. So what was a punishment for you then may become a way of wiping off your sins, and Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. The benefits that we can get. So now we'll have some ways of how to look at things positively. And the scholars have given 17 benefits, which is impossible for us to go through in the short time that we have. I'll give you some of them, inshallah. Some of the reasons why, some good things that may come out of certain difficulties in our life. The first of them is that one realizes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power of lordship over us. We realize the power of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's lordship over us, and the weakness and lowliness of our servitude before Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, left unchecked, without these trials and tribulations and forms of subjecting us, human nature has a tendency to rise to a level. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yasin, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Does man not see that we created him from a lowly drop, but he is an open adversary? Nothing is going wrong to this person and he comes out to challenge Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is God doing this to me? Why do I deserve this? Why is this happening to me? Questioning Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the brokenness of our servitude. Being lowly and becoming humble before Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا. Why was it not that when our trials, when our difficulties, when our tribulations came to people, why did they not become humble? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the correct response to trials. Becoming humble before Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the wrong response. وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. But instead, their hearts became hard. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And the devil made fair-seeming their actions to them. I'm such a good person. I do my tahajjud. I do my sadaqah. I give out my, I go for umrah so many times a year. I do this and that and that. Why is God doing this to me? All of their actions becomes an idol which Shaitan sets up for people to worship. Not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better, this is a trial, this is good for me. No. What have I done to deserve this, right? So the opposite of this is becoming humble, becoming servitude to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a benefit of people undergoing trials and tribulations. The third benefit is that trials and tribulations give people an opportunity to shift away from all other distractions and turn to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solely and completely. And perhaps one of the best examples given to us in the Quran is in the example of Sayyidina Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sahabi of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a very long story. Unfortunately, I only have time to give you the summarized version. Sayyidina Ka'ab bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala and two other Sahaba didn't take part in the Tabuk expedition. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced to people for a long period of time. It was a very hot time. It was a time of harvest, etc. And for some reason or the other, they just remained behind. But they were sincere Sahaba. They were not among the munafiqeen. So when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back, as usual, all of the hypocrites, the munafiqs went. They gave the excuses. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted the excuses, made dua for them, etc. Sayyidina Ka'ab bin Malik decided, I'm not going to do this. He said to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, if I made an excuse today and somehow managed to make you pleased with me, I know that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will eventually expose me and you will become displeased with me. So he came clean. Sayyidina Ka'ab bin Malik said, Ya Rasulallah, I don't have any excuse. What happened was Sayyidina Ka'b bin Malik and these two other Sahaba were effectively boycotted by the Muslim community for 50 days. Nobody spoke to them. They had to eventually go apart from their wives and remain secluded until the revelation came from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exonerating them, forgiving them. It's a very nice, long, beautiful story. I encourage you, if you have time, to go and look at this. There's a lot of lessons, day-to-day lessons for us, which we can apply. But in this revelation, exonerating Sayyidina Ka'b bin Malik, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the entire description of the process of how trials and tribulations unfold, why they are there, what happens, and the ultimate goal and objective. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about them. وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا And for the three people that remain behind, حَتَّى إِذَا ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ As wide as the earth was for them, it became constrained for them. It means that day-to-day activities became unpleasurable for them. They lost interest in life. وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ And their own selves became constricted. They began to feel tight, narrow, difficult. They felt as if their sides were being squeezed. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing here? In medical terms, we would call this clinical depression. Clinical depression is when you lose interest in daily activities. Things you used to enjoy all the time, suddenly not interested in any of that. Your appetite is gone. Your sleep is gone. Your peace is gone. وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ And they felt as if their sides, their own selves became constrained to them. But what is the end result of this? The end result of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَظَنُّوا أَلَّا مَلْجَأَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ The end result of this was that they realized truly and completely that they had no way to turn from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except to Him. They realized, there's no way for us to run here. There's no way else we can turn to. There's nobody else for us to turn to except to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says after this, ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا And this is the secret. This is the divine secret. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned to them so that they may turn to Him. Look at this. It's the other way around. We usually think, no, we're going to turn away from self. We're going to approach Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned to them so that they may turn to Him. This is the sunnah of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with Adam alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِن رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam learned some words from his Lord so that he may turn to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him the words so that he may turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way of dealing with his servants so that we realize we've got nowhere else to turn but Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, almost out of time. And this is the reality of tawbah. The reality of tawbah, na tawbah, tawbah, astaghfirullah. You know, we tend to think of tawbah in very simplistic terms. Awwaba yu'awwibu is to turn to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that sincere way. And what is this? Sigmund Freud and others speak about this idea of regression, right? They say that when we have some pain, when we have some bodily ailments, then either our rocking or some people tend to suck their thumb or they'll start crying or they'll crouch into a fetal position. This Sigmund Freud says, it's a psychology thing, that we're going back to a time in our lives when everything was peaceful and safe and secure, such as when we were in our mother's wombs or as we were when we were a baby. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the spiritual fetal position, spiritual regression if you want to call it that way. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Alladhina idha asabatum musibah. Not only when somebody dies, any form of difficulty, we remind ourselves that we are here for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we are returning to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's our happy place. That's where we come from. That's our place where everything is safe, secure, and happy. It's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control and we are not in control. That reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do. And then what happens? Because of this trial and difficulty, we have the opportunity to practice sabr, to be patient. And what's the ultimate reward of this? Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Glad tidings to the sabirin, right? أَلَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتُ مُصِيبَةٌ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending salawat upon those people who are patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending His mercy. But the greatest reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ If you are patient, Allah is with you. Allah's companionship. Allah is guaranteeing His companionship to you, and He says, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. They are the people who are truly guided. He's giving you His certificate of guarantee. You are upon right guidance if you practice this. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates a hadith, right? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's recorded by Imam al-Bukhari, no fatigue, no disease, no sorrow, no sadness, no hurt, no distress befalls a Muslim, even if it were the pricking he receives from a thorn, except that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes out some of his sins because of it. Even, it doesn't, can be the most catastrophic trial and tribulation in the world. You may have just walked on the road and got pricked by a thorn, or you may just be sad. You may just, I'm really just not feeling good today. And just because of that, imagine the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wiping out some of your sins, wiping your slate clean, inshallah. And it gives us a realization of the blessings that we have. We only realize blessings, unfortunately, when they're taken away. Imam al-Ghazali says, unfortunately, our tendency is to take for granted blessings that everyone else has. Just because everyone else, most people we know, have good eyesight, good hearing, we tend to take these things for granted. Yet they are great blessings of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are aiming, inshallah, first of all, inshallah, to be patient. When something happens, to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not react badly, not say things which people often tend to say, why is this happening to me, what did I do to deserve this, etc. These are things that roll off people's tongues. We need to avoid this. And inshallah, to graduate from there to a level where we can be pleased with the decree of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us this. A few mental hacks which we can apply when something difficult happens to us. To remember that it could always be worse. Whatever happens to you, it could have been worse than that. It could have been a trial of deen. You know, people lose their faith overnight. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make a dua, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ مُصِيبَتَنَا فِي دِينِنَا. Oh Allah, do not give us our trials and tribulations in our deen. Let it be in the dunya rather. If we're going to get punished, but let's not make this dua. A sahabi did this and he was chastised by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm just saying, if something happens to you, it could have been something that might have been a punishment in the akhirah, which is brought forward to the dunya. But we shouldn't ask for this. A sahabi did this and he became very ill, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, you don't have the capacity to bear this. Rather, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afia. So let me not decorate trials and tribulations so much that people now go and ask for trials and tribulations. Don't do that, right? I'm not responsible for that. Another mental hack is to remind ourselves, whatever happened to us, it was decreed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا. Whatever happens to you, whether it's in the earth or in yourselves, it has been written down by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before it happened. It was decreed, it was going to happen, and now it's over. Now it's over, alhamdulillah. And lastly, to look forward to the reward, inshallah, in the akhirah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he said, and this is narrated by Imam Tirmidhi, the people who lived in prosperity, like people who had a good life, will wish on the day of resurrection to have the reward of those who were put in trial, even if their skins had been torn away with shears. I always think of this when I see people that have, you know, really difficult, like health problems, you know, things I couldn't imagine going through. I think, you know, subhanAllah, what reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have for these people on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. We will be envious of them, but still we shouldn't ask for that. We should ask for afia for themselves and for ourselves. So these are some mental hacks, some just alternative ways of thinking about things so that we can cultivate and inshallah, ultimately and most importantly, a positive relationship with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most people have a gripe with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we're going to be honest with ourselves. You know, questioningly about certain things, why was it this way, why was it that way, what's the wisdom in this, why did this have to happen to me, etc. And if we can just trust, right? And this is what Imam al-Ghazali teaches us. Just trust that whatever happens to us, there is a wisdom from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, and I'll conclude with this inshallah, he says, Ajaban li amri al-mu'min. How wonderful is the condition of the believer? He says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'll give you the gist of the hadith inshallah. He says that whatever, and this only happens to the believer, he says, whatever happens to him, there is good in it. If he has something positive happening to him, he is grateful and it is good for him. And if something difficult happens to him, he is patient and it is good for him. So there's good in everything, but may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah allow us to see the good in everything, inshallah, to be patient and be pleased with the decree of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Astaghfirullah min qawlin bila amalin laqad nasabtu bihi naslan nidhi uqumi amartuka alkhayra lakin ma'tamartu bihi wa mastaqamtu fama qawli laka astaqimi jazakumullahu khair aljaza wa ma alayna illa albalagh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. On behalf of the trustees and congregation, Jazakallah khair to Hafiz Dr. Amin Ali for accepting our invite and making yourself available for this Jummah. And also for the very inspiring and thought-provoking Jummah discourse. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq and hidayah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Hafiz Sahib good health, long life and prosperity. Brothers, there will be a two-bedroom flat available from 1st September 2025, that is upstairs. Our brother Imran Sheikh, who lived in that flat, passed away 12 days ago. He was our regular musalli and also sat for a few itikaf during Ramadan with his son. Last year he sat as well as this year. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant marhum Imran Sheikh and all marhumin the highest abode in Jannah, fill their covers with noor and forgive their minor and major sins. I have an invite here extended to all, and this is from the family, the Khan family. You and your family are invited to Milad al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Igyanwin Sharif and Isal al-Sabaf for all marhums. Inshallah, on Sunday, that is this Sunday, the 24th August 2025, at 2 Mission Place, Truro Hall, Westville. Commencing at 10 a.m. sharp, lecture by Maulana Muhammad Saleh Yusuf Arbi. Lunch will be served after Zuhur Salah. Your presence will be appreciated. Jazakallah. Brothers, there's a watch Shafi has got. Somebody has the keys. The keys, Shafi has got them. The owner, please collect it from Shafi. There's the brother, yeah, it's collected. Jazakallah. Brothers, those that are in the Wazukana, please come forward. And brothers, come fill up the spaces. There's plenty of space so that we can start our salah on time. Jazakallah, you can now read your sunnah. Thank you.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله العظيم هو التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام حينا ربنا بالسلام وأدخلنا الجنة برحمتك دار السلام. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك صلوات الله عليك طال البدر علينا من ثنية الوداع وجب شكر علينا ما دعا لله داعي يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك صلوات الله عليك إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم افتح لنا بالخير واختم لنا بالخير واجعل عواقب أمورنا بالخير بيدك الخير والعافية إنك على كل شيء قدير ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون بفضلك دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.